Okay, this file will curse you with a desire to wear plastic pants and only plastic pants. So, if that's what you want to do,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away, The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listening and relaxing. Now, I want you to think about something. I want you to think about plastic pants. May not be something you think about every day, but I want you to think about them. I want you to think about wearing them, about putting them on, about how nice it would feel to wear plastic pants. Yes, they would be very, very convenient. You could do anything in them, anything at all. They can be easily washed. You can wear them all day long under your normal pants. In fact, you'd have no need to wear regular underwear anymore at all. Plastic pants would give you a freedom you can't have in underwear. You wouldn't have to worry about anything, about accidents, about messes, about anything. Plastic pants would just simply be the perfect undergarment. It's a waste of time to throw away money to anything else. Money to underwear that you have to wash all the time. It's just simply better to wear plastic pants. There's something very special about them, something very exciting. The knowledge that if you were to come in them, it wouldn't matter. It would never leak through to your regular clothing. If you were to pee in them, it wouldn't matter. That wouldn't leak through to your regular clothes either. Nothing you can do would leak through to your regular clothes. So you could do anything. You could go the entire day and just simply leak into them and never ever have to worry. Yes, plastic pants are so very, very much better than regular pants. And that's a good thing. It's a very good thing. It's a good thing because you are cursed to wear plastic pants. Regular underwear is meaningless to you now. Regular underwear is useless to you now. No, once you've put on your first pair, you will find yourself addicted to plastic pants. They just simply are the only undergarment you want to wear. The only undergarment you can wear. Yes, that's right. You are addicted to plastic pants. It's not just that you like them. It's that you need them. They are so much better than underwear. So very, very much better that you can't imagine wearing underwear ever again. In fact, it would probably be best if you just simply bought enough plastic pants to get through the week and got rid of all your old underwear. Yes, that's a good idea. Get rid of your old underwear and just wear plastic pants. After all, it's all you can wear anyway. Yes, that's right. It's all you can wear. You are addicted to them. You love them. You need them. You have to wear them. They aren't just a part of your wardrobe. They are the only part of your wardrobe that you have to wear each and every day. Plastic pants seem to almost feel like they're a part of you. Like you can't get comfortable if you're not wearing them. Plastic pants seem like they're a part of you. Like they're something you need. Something you have to have. You must wear them. You must wear them each and every day. They are the only undergarment that you can wear. They feel right. They look right. They just simply are right, and you love wearing them. That's right, you love wearing them. Not only that, but you can't stop wearing them, because this is a curse. Yes, that's right, it's a curse. And that means the only way to get to stop wearing them is to have me remove it. That's right, you are cursed to wear plastic pants from now on. You need them, and you must wear them. You want them, and you will wear them. You must have them. You must wear them each and every day. They are the only undergarment that is acceptable to you. You absolutely, positively must have them. That is all there is to it. You will wear them each and every day from now on. They feel so good. They feel so right. It is so very, very important to you that you wear them, that you buy enough that you have them each and every day. And then once you have enough, you might as well get rid of your old underwear, because all you are ever going to wear is plastic pants from now on. They are the perfect undergarment. They last all day. They keep you from messes. They keep you from any form of mess, whether it's from masturbating or urinating. They look good, they feel good, they are the perfect undergarment, and you are addicted to them, and you are cursed to wear them. Yes, that's right, you are cursed to wear them. You must wear them each and every day from now on. They are a part of you, and you will wear them every single day. You are addicted to them. You need them. You want them, and you must wear them. You are cursed to wear them. You cannot choose to wear anything else. From now on, it's plastic pants, and only plastic pants. They are the only undergarment you will ever wear, and the only way to change that is to have me remove this curse. But instead, you will listen to this curse. You will listen to it over and over and over again, each and every day. You will listen to it until it is drummed into your head, until it becomes a part of you, until there is no other choice. Yes, that's right. You are cursed. Cursed not only to listen to this file, but to accept it, to embrace it, and to make it your reality. And to do so, you will listen to it over and over again, each and every day, as many times as you need to, until the only pants for you, the only undergarments for you, that is, are plastic pants. That's right. They are the only types of undergarments you can or will ever wear. You are addicted to them. You must wear them. You are cursed to wear them. They are simply a part of you. You chose to listen to this file, and that means you chose to accept what is going to happen to you, and it will happen to you from now on. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed, awake, and addicted to plastic pants. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And completely addicted to plastic pants. I hope you enjoyed.